Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Another step closer to the end of the regular season. However, Brayhead Clan remain in second place, despite winning 5-1 over Edinburgh Capitals at a sellout Brayhead Arena. Sheffield Steelers and Cardiff Devils won their games as well, which means Brayhead are still tucked in there in second place with 3 games to go. It was 2 goals from Stephen Meyer, the first one in the first period. A shot from Meyer beating Heidelovsky as Marcel Petran set out on a penalty for the Capitals. The Capitals then had a goal chopped off. Daniel Naslin was judged to have kicked the puck into the net. The Caps were unhappy with that one. But then Stefan Meyer added his second with aplomb, a second one just after Richard Hartman's shot had struck the Clan post. Clan broke up the ice, Meyer adding his second to make it 2-0. But the visitors managed to get on the score sheet. A square pass across the Clan zone from Jade Portwood saw Dennis Ricks blast in at the near post with a one-timer, making it 2-1. A bit nervy after 40 minutes, but Clan came out in the third period full of energy and really keen to get that two-goal advantage again. And it came. Scott Pitt finding his way to goal, restoring the two-goal advantage. Edinburgh running into penalty trouble again. Then Matt Keith made sure of the points with a fourth, 8 minutes to go, bundling the puck past Edinburgh's goalie, only for Matt Haywood to add number 5 for good measure on the rebound after Ben Davis was denied by Thomas Heidelovsky to end a very successful night for the title-chasing Brayhead Clan. We'll get some reaction for you in just a minute. Clan coach Ryan Finnerty with me now. Ryan, a 5-1 win tonight. The feel-good factor back?
Yeah, I think so. Anytime you can, you know, anytime you come off 2 losses in a row and 2 losses where you haven't scored a goal, you want to set some sort of marker down. And I thought we had a great first period, a bad second, and a really good third. And, you know, we warmed down and power play started clicking a bit, and it was a good feeling to get back on the winning ways.
So it seemed as though once they got the first couple of goals, that was them, that the confidence was back as well, and that led into the 3 goals in the third period.
Yeah, like I said, we thought we played a pretty good first period there, and then the second period, I thought Edinburgh gave it to us. They took it to us. I mean, we had 4 or 5 shots on net, and I wasn't happy with that. And in the third, we just wanted to get pucks at the net. You know, we wanted to simplify our game, put everything at Hudlowski and crash and bang and score dirty goals. And I thought the guys did a good job. That power play unit there, they had 8 shots before we scored, you know, all from the top. So that was something we wanted to do because it hadn't been working great. And Keith's unit got us on the board there. The 5-on-3 goal was big for us, you know, big for our confidence. We haven't scored a 5-on-3 for a while, so it was good. So, you know, all in all, I'm happy with the result and no injuries, and we take it and move on.
That's, I mean, Edinburgh are a team, we spoke about unpredictability of Edinburgh, as we've seen this season from them as well. Was that ever a concern, especially when they got it back to 2-1 when they did?
Yeah, I thought they're not a team you want to let hang around. That's when they hurt you, when they hang around. And like I said, they can score goals. They got some guys like Ricks and Collins and Ozzy Gerilin can put the puck in the net. And you can't let that team hang around. You gotta bury your chances on them. Their goalie can be the difference. And that was our big talk after the first. And I thought they outworked us in the second. They were the better club. And then in the third, I thought we took over.
Sheffield and Cardiff have won tonight as well. So no ground made up. Still second place in the league, but still all to play for.
Yeah, like I said, I think we got to take care of what we're doing here. We can't rely on anybody else and what they're doing or peak. We got to make sure that we take care of the business here. Otherwise, it doesn't mean anything. Whatever happens doesn't mean anything to us. So it's going to be exciting. You know, we got to get through another tough battle tomorrow in Murrayfield. But we'll be ready to go. And Sheffield and Cardiff play each other. So we'll see what happens.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Thanks.
Edinburgh Capitals head coach Richard Hartman joins me now. Richard, a disappointing night for you guys. Anything you can take from it?
For sure, the disappointing because we played almost one period on the shorthanded and the penalty kill. So it's hard to keep up with a team like Brayhead is. So it was on the 5-on-5. I think we was even. I would say we was even better team, but we had a few chances. We didn't score, and as soon as they had a chance, they capitalized on their chances, and it's. It was really disappointing for me, that's for sure.
When Brayhead were a goal up, you guys thought you had one back there. Daniel Naslin, a judge to have kicked the skate, skated the puck in. What was your view on that?
That's a mistake of the referees. That shouldn't happen in this league, but it's happening a lot of times. What I know the rules is, as soon as you don't get your foot from ice, it's a goal, whatever it is. That's the rule, what I know, and many years I'm playing hockey, because the rule was changed a little bit. And he didn't even kick it. He was just standing in there, and the puck went to his skate, and And that's a big mistake that shouldn't happen, but it happens.
Did that change the game maybe in Brayhead's favour at that
point? That's for sure, because that was a 1-1 and it will be totally different. And I think that time we played really, really well. After that, we're trying to force it a little bit. We're trying to get the extra goal. Then we did a big mistake on our power play, and they scored a second one. And from that time, we were just trying to catch it up.
A better second period, though. You came in 2-1 down after the 40 minutes. You looked as though you were starting to galvanize a little bit.
It's hard to say. You know, we have a two imports line and a third line is I got a two young kids and amateurs, so it's hard to keep up. And we play the 4D, so they were cycling down low really well, and we only what we could keep it up. We was taking a penalties. So we didn't play that well on the defense, but again, I can say if we capitalize on our chances, the result will be totally different.
In terms of the playoffs, Fife's game went into overtime, so they've taken at least a point as I talk to you now. You're 5 points behind with 4 games to go at the very least now. Are you out of the playoffs yet?
No, we never give up. I don't give up. But for sure, we had that on our hands, and we could be easily in a different position. But again, we see till the last whistle is blow, we still believe, and I'm still, the hope is still there, and I hope we will get to the playoffs.
Thanks, Richard. Clans, Ben Davis with me now. Ben, a 5-1 win tonight against Edinburgh. What was the most pleasing thing about the game?
The win overall, really. Like I said, we had four games left, and they're all must-win games. So yeah, just to get the 2 points at the end of the game,
and good scoring as well. That's always important at this stage of the season.
Yeah. It took us a little bit of time. Like obviously, we had one, I think, going into the first. I don't know if we had two after the second, but yeah, to get a couple of goals at the end is nice after a couple of tough games before that. So.
Stefan Meyer got a couple early on as well, just to settle the nerves a wee bit. Was it nervy at any point out there?
No, after we got the first and then the second, I think we were all obviously we're competing every play, but no, you got the first two, which were huge and very good goals, and then we just went on from there. So.
You had that one at the end there. You could have scored it. You were denied. Matt Haywood finished it for you. A little bit disappointed you didn't get that one.
No, it was a nice play. Matty scored a nice goal. So I don't know. I lost the puck a couple of times going down the ice. So just to get in the zone was good enough. So.
It's a big weekend. You go back to Murrayfield tomorrow, then you've got Sheffield playing Cardiff as well. How difficult is that going to be, concentrating? Your professionals, obviously, but that other game's going on, you'll want to know what's happening.
Well, we find out about that after our game. So first of all, we go out, we win, hopefully, and get the 2 points, and then after we see how that game's gone. To be fair, obviously, we know where one of the results to go, but it doesn't really matter. We just need to get our 2 points first of all, and then see how it goes from there. So,
thanks so much, Ben.
Oh, thank you. Cheers, Ben.
And that's the view of the two coaches, Ryan Finnerty and Richard Hartman, along with Ben Davis, who was tonight's man of the match. Well, there's one regular season home game left, and it's coming next Saturday when Brayhead Clan take on Hull Stingrays. They come to Brayhead Arena on Saturday, the 21st of March 2015, and it's a 7 o'clock face-off. Can this be the night Brayhead Clan win the Elite League title? Well, you'll have to buy your tickets. Come along and find out for yourself, and those tickets are available now via Ticketmaster by calling 0844 499 1700, or directly from the Brayhead Arena box office. Hull Stingrays coming to Brayhead Arena. Get those tickets now via Ticketmaster by calling 0844 499 1700, or you can get them directly from the Brayhead Arena box office. That's all from Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Keep up to date with the latest at the club on the website at brayheadclan.com, like our official Facebook page, or join us on Twitter at brayhead_clan. That's all for now, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.